WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting is the next stop for those with the Brazos Central Appraisal District pitching for the second time the desire to buy land and build new offices. Last week, the Bryan School Board gave its blessing. Then the College Station City Council took no action, and members did not indicate their opinion. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs questioned BCAD's location for a new building that would be removed from the tax rolls.
That east side of town where they want to locate, in my opinion, is probably the hottest area in Bryan. Mm-hmm. We've got some new developments and new commercial and residential developments that could take place there in the next few years. We're looking at expanding University Drive and extending it all the way out to Highway 21 in the near future.
Bayinski suggested BCAD build on land adjacent to the new tax office that's owned by the county or renovate an empty building. The latter idea was brought up during the College Station Council meeting to Chief Appraiser Mark Price.
The problem with the bigger buildings is they're not interested in cutting them up. And we don't need 30 or 40,000 square feet.
The appraisal district also has upcoming presentations to the County Commission and the College Station School Board. Adopted by the College Station City Council this month, two members of the Bryan City Council want to offer an expanded voluntary recycling program. College Station's recycling coordinator, Heather Woolwine, says this follows the success of a pilot in the Emerald Forest neighborhood, where putting all recyclables into a bin instead of a paper bag resulted in more waste being diverted from the landfill.
During the pilot program, same method of collection, we were collecting an average of 5 tons. Instead of 13. So we saw a pretty significant decrease in garbage. So we see an increase in recycling, pretty big decrease in garbage.
There will be no additional charge to College Station residents. The proposal from Bryan Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena on tonight's agenda calls for residents paying an additional fee. The Bryan City Council has made changes to tonight's meeting schedule. City Manager Keene Register says the invocation and proclamations will take place at 5:30. Followed by public comments at 6.
In the past, a lot of our citizens that come to hear citizens that they get to speak at 6 o'clock don't realize they may actually be sitting there for 20 to 30 minutes as we go through. Usually we'll have up to at least 4 different groups that we recognize.
The change follows public comments at the last council meeting, where all who spoke were opposed to doing that at 8 in the morning. For the second time this year, Brazos County residents are the targets of a scam from someone identifying themselves with the sheriff's office. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says they've not heard from anyone who's fallen victim to someone identifying themselves as Sergeant Jackson.
You know, the unknown for us is that how many people out there are getting these phone calls that never say anything to anybody. These are just folks that have taken the time to contact either the sheriff's office, or I believe the district clerk has been contacted, the county auditor has been contacted.
Potential victims have been threatened with arrest if they don't send money because they've missed being called to a grand jury. You're asked to contact the sheriff's office if you've been contacted. The Bryan High School campus was evacuated just before classes finished for the day yesterday. Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says smoke poured out of a heating air conditioning motor that failed in the high school's smaller gym.
What's really ironic is that the upstairs area, which is sort of a weightlifting area where that motor is housed, there's virtually no smell of smoke, but yet you go downstairs where that motor was pushing air to down in the gym area, and it smells horrible down there. I mean, it's a very strong smell of smoke.
Webb says two students were injured during the evacuation. One was in a wheelchair that overturned, and the second was struck by the wheelchair. WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Low pressure continues to slowly drift away from the area. We should be partly to mostly sunny in its wake today. High 75 to 80. Overnight clear 55 to 60. Tomorrow lots of sunshine and turning warmer. Highs will make their way up to 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with lows of 55 to 60. Partly sunny day on Thursday. Highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports coming up in just a bit with Miles Garrett and also Drew Kaser getting picked up for different awards, even with the Aggies' loss. We'll hear from the offensive coordinator for South Carolina, as that's who the Aggies are playing this weekend. And more coming up with Major League Baseball. The World Series starts tonight. And we'll do all that for you in sports about 7:50.
It's 7:12 right now, so pretty nice morning out there. If you haven't been out,
it was.
Yeah, I guess it's too late. The sun's starting to rise, but you can see the three planets in the eastern sky tomorrow morning if we have clear skies, and I think we will. By the way, may have some rain this weekend.
Bleh.
So new data from Big Commerce shows that most retailers have several strategies and tactics ready to go for the holidays. 58% plan to use percentage-off discounts. 41% say they will use free shipping incentives. 29% says they'll use free gifts with purchase incentives.
I liked REI's Black Friday plan.
Well, I was about
to talk about that
in a minute. It's interesting, though, because as we've mentioned, FedEx, USPS, and UPS going to increase their shipping costs as the holidays get here. Now, was it because they said, you know what, retailers have gotten to the point where they've bought into this whole deal now, you know, that free shipping is worthwhile at whatever level, so why don't we just go ahead and raise the prices now and they have to tuck it into the price or someplace else? They're going to have to make their money back on our increase, which is probably pretty smart marketing
sure.
on the shipper's way to do it. But, you know, because now, if people are hooked on getting free shipping, and they go, whoa, wait, you're adding $1.95 to this? I'm not going to do that. So pretty smart for the shipping companies to do that. But then what Patrick mentioned, REI is telling customers to go take a hike on Black Friday. They are going to be closed. They announced they will not be open for business the day after Thanksgiving and actually will give their employees a paid day off to enjoy outdoors. It really is. Launched a campaign to get everybody to kind of wander farther afield than, the parking lot at the Shoppatorium. Hashtag opt outside. You can get more info as well as the chance to weigh in or share whatever your own outdoor plans might be at optoutside.rei.com. Yeah, that is. That's kind of just to cut across the grain and to do it now and mention it now is really a smart thing.
There are several companies that are starting to highlight the fact that they're giving their people the day off to go against the grain.
Well, like you, Scott, I'm married to someone in retail, and it's a big deal when they make the decision for their employees and not the customers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the deal is, though, it's two completely different sets, I believe, of people. the people who are willing to take advantage of that and go out and do something.
Oh, absolutely.
As opposed to those people
Correct.
Who want to stand in front of the Shopatorium at 3 o'clock in the morning to get the big screen TV for $16 or whatever. So, yeah, from that standpoint, but that's okay. That means you're connecting with whoever your customer base is. And REI gets that. They understand. They think that they'll be able to get their benefits. The other thing is, though, most of the stuff at REI you can't buy at Walmart. So, you know.
No, very true.
It's not like they're going to be losing that business to them. Oh, speaking of Walmart, Amazon, not your only retailer on the market, who wants to get into the drone delivery game because Walmart has filed paperwork with the FAA, did so yesterday, asking permission to test drones outside for home delivery, curbside pickup, and duties around the warehouse and parking lots. Walmart has been conducting its tests indoors so far, but needs to go ahead from the FAA, obviously, to bring their experiments out into the open skies. Seeking permission to research drone use in, quote, deliveries to customers at Walmart facilities as well as to consumer homes. Beyond dropping off the packages at the customer's home, drones could be used to check trailers sitting in warehouse parking lots for inventory. Okay, now I get that. All right, that makes sense. Or bring an order from the warehouse to the curbside grocery pickup. Nah, I don't need you dropping apples on my head in the parking lot. But, I mean, I can see that, though. If you've got one of their warehouse farms over there that's got X number of trailers and you need to find the trailer that has the whatever in it, the pitted apricots, then, you know, you send that thing out there and it goes and finds it.
How long till this happens at Sonic?
Oh, no, no. What, you going to put roller skates on the drone? Do they still do that? There aren't many who do they?
I don't recall seeing it.
Yeah, it's up to the employee.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, I mean, I can see that happening. Well, you got one person sitting in mission control. And
yeah.
Fly your hot dog out, fly it back.
You give them your credit card. Oh, I guess you
can do that while you're sitting there at the drive-thru, at the little window. You can punch the card there.
Well, anything to keep from having any human interaction, I think that's really good. Yeah.
Well, and just as a technology side note, they're working on doing air traffic control robotically, or satellite anyway.
Well, that I can understand, because there, you know, they might not make any mistakes. There's not human error there, but you can bet that there'll be some sort of a protest from the existing air traffic controllers. Their jobs are being eliminated.
Mr. Reagan took care of that problem
once.
Yes,
he did. Yes, he explained exactly how we do this. You got to love the Ukrainian designer Alexandra Milov, who took one of the old statues of Lenin in the city of Odessa, not in Texas, the one over there, put a helmet on it and turned it into a Darth Vader lookalike statue. A all Wi-Fi right. hotspot has also been reportedly put in the statue's head.
All right, I got to find a picture.
He hopes it will become one of Odessa's biggest tourist attractions. It's the Lenin statue, and the guy's name is Milov, M-I-L-O-V. I love spelling on the radio. So, did you hear about this whole bacon thing, this whole bacon deal that apparently it's not good for you?
I never feel like I get enough bacon.
Really?
At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon.
That's too much.
Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon,
yeah.
Don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited.
Yeah. But the WHO tells us that bacon and sausage and red meat generally is going to kill us. So enjoy it as you go down.
I'm
Hello.
Going down happy.
Good morning. Sonic, the skates are up to the employees, but they get paid more if they do it.
Oh, excellent. That's good. Thanks. I appreciate that. Tough enough to balance that tray, I would think, but with the skates. Yeah, see, in case you missed it yesterday, the World Health Organization basically has said and by the way, they're part of the United Nations, all
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
Just so you know, because they really care about U.S. America. But the new World Health Organization study that categorizes red and processed meats as potential carcinogens has obviously gotten Sid Miller all stirred up. I like Sid. Sid is an outspoken dude. He enjoys talking about agriculture, especially Texas agriculture. Hello.
Yeah, I usually smoke 2 packs of bacon a day and use about a half a pound of that sweetener in the pink packs, and I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. At least for now. Miller said on Monday he dismissed the whole WHO study as, quote, another example of politicizing science that is not grounded in reality. Also reported to the Texas Tribune, critical of the study from the Texas Farm Bureau, spokesman for the group told Jordan Radner, the writer for the Tribune, that it was absurd to compare red meat to carcinogen qualities of tobacco and asbestos, which is pretty true. Anyway, a guy named Ed Young has written a piece in The Atlantic, wrote it yesterday, that a large part of the problem lays in the way that the organization, the WHO, presented its findings, which does invite some misinterpretation by news organizations who don't look into it. Processed meats like bacon and sausage were included in the highest risk category, or group one.
The group of death.
That's exactly right. So, just saying.
Bacon!
It's all right. Just do it if you want to, but remember, the WHO has warned you.
How long until it becomes like cigarettes and we're buying it for the kids?
Yes. Well, you know what? It'll do just fine. It'll do just fine.
I'll tell you, if I'm buying it, it's not for kids. It's for me.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so we talked about the teal jack-o'-lanterns, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about that, how that's for peanut-free situations. You know, if you have a kiddo who has peanut allergies, they'll let you know that they're giving away peanut-free candy. But
or, you know, light-up stuff.
Yeah. Did you know that there are 10 new Halloween candies out there?
No.
I'm excited.
Well, I was going to say, with that reaction, we're going to wait till the next half hour. Yeah, yeah, sorry. We got to do. Well, you guys
we
have
can't
to
do
be,
it next half hour, though.
Why?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
it's
we
Tuesday.
Can.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, no, we can do that. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about the red meats and all this stuff that's bad for you, it could well be that the hot dogs you're eating.
Oh, stop it.
Yes.
No.
No. May have vegetables in them. Or it could be veggie hot dogs have meat in them. Yeah, it's kind of mixed up. See, that's the problem.
Cased meat is wonderful. Don't go hating.
New series of tests by Clear Labs in San Francisco showed an analysis of 345 hot dog samples from 75 different brands that found that 14% were, quote, problematic in some way. Okay, the stuff inside is called slurry, okay? That's problematic.
So the issue I had was people went to social media and said, your hot dog has 2% human DNA in it.
Yeah.
Well, no, not exactly. 2%, 2% of the tests revealed some sort of human DNA, which could be as much as a hair or a fleck of skin.
That's that's completely different thing.
It's people.
Oh, yeah, but you mentioned veggie dogs.
Yeah.
They said the worst violators of the worst test came from the vegan choices.
Exactly right.
Love it.
That's exactly
three
right.
Three quarters of them.
They've been eating meat.
That's right. Well, but we had that story last week. How many vegans decided that if they got drunk, they'd go ahead and eat meat, remember? they're only reasonable when they're sober.
Some people only smoke when they drink. Vegans
That's right.
only eat bacon.
That's
when
right. I get a beer, I got to have a bacon.
I'd be
That's
drunk
it.
A long time.
Oh. Anyway, so, but by the way, while we're talking about that, drinking and bacon.
yes!
Which we
this always, is the best morning show ever. Drinking and bacon.
I believe it was Cliff Howard who told me he had been at a bar in Miami where instead of peanuts, you would order like a glass. Like a champagne flute full of bacon.
Oh, that's nice.
Already cooked. Yeah, now that's, you know, that's pretty cool. Yeah, of course it's cooked.
Oh.
Yeah, how's that? That beats the heck out of peanuts any time or pretzels.
Miami's a long drive, though.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Get something better in our backyard.
If you're in the,
there's a bar on Northgate that has the Grand Slam. They'll fry up a piece of bacon for you and give you an orange juice flavored shot.
Oh, I had no idea. Oh, that's fun. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if you do that, there's some people who don't. here's the deal. Meats.
Tap dance.
Yeah, well, we need to. There's lots of different lifestyles out there.
Sure.
Meats that were not listed on there, apparently the most undisclosed was undisclosed pork. Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then, as Patrick said, the vegetarians that actually had meat. But here you go. The company did recommend particular brands of hot dogs, which they found tested best.
Excellent.
Okay. So,
which is a good thing. You know,
sure,
it is. If you're going to rip it, that's fine if you want to do that. But at the end, give us an opportunity, because we're going to continue this bad habit despite
correct
this. So they're saying, if you're going to do this, these are the best ones to consume.
Got my pencil.
Number three is Hebrew National Franks, which are not bad.
No, they're actually not.
Number two is Ballpark Franks.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised. I
thought the big players would have the most trouble.
Number one, no, because the biggest player, Oscar Mayer.
Wow.
Beef Franks.
Beef.
Do the
yep
beef Franks. They say those are your healthiest. So there.
Nice. Where does Nathan's come in?
I got the top three. That's all I got. So I don't know. We'll have to look at
it. Doggone it.
Well,
I can find it. Hang on.
Hot doggone it.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. The Pool Guy.
Howdy, Brathers Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brathers Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brathers for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brathers Valley Floor and Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Good morning, 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. It'll be near 80 today, but feel pretty good with northwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. About 58 for a low temperature again tonight. And then right around 80 or so on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Now, our chance of rain comes back into the forecast, 40% during the day on Friday, 60% on Friday night, and 70% on Saturday. And about 80 degrees with a 70% chance of rain. Again, the Aggies play at 11 o'clock. Saturday night, stuff clears out of here down to about a 30% chance of showers, and then we'll kick in next week with still kind of warm temperatures. Just to peek ahead as we're getting to the beginning of November, we're still going to be near 80. Right now, though, northwesterly winds, 93% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 59.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There was a drive-by media consensus last week. No matter which outlet you turn to, print or broadcast, Hurricane Patricia was going to be the biggest, the baddest, the worst storm ever to hit our hemisphere. And it was going to absolutely devastate Mexico. Hurricane Patricia was a 5 on the scale of 5. Its destruction would make Hurricane Katrina VandenHeuvel look like a mere tropical storm. This was not conjecture. It was settled science because the computer model said so. And images generated by those models were splashed over every news network for everybody to see. Armageddon Day came and went, and Mexico is still standing. The New York Times headline says it all. Mexico spared major damage by giant storm. 12 hours after the mother of all storms hit land, it had dissipated. It was gone. Early reports indicated no loss of life. There was some damage, to be sure, but the damage was nowhere near the scale or the scope predicted by the hysterical media. Humanity survived. A day after the storm hit, people in Mexico were back at work. The climate scientists, politicians, media types who warned us of approaching Armageddon with Hurricane Patricia are still at work, too. The computer models warning of impending doom are still predicting doom from global warming. Now, question, if they can't predict the severity of an approaching storm a few hours out, why should we trust their predictions for next year, next 50 years, next 100 years? Why?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home. Well, that's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or when you shop online. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you They have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all of those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do and feel better protected. Plans start at only $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. This morning is the second of two public hearings about future tuition changes planned at Texas A&M. President Michael Young and Vice President of Finance Jerry Strasser presented a two-year plan proposing a tuition increase for new students of 2.2% or $265, along with a $20 fee to go towards academic advising. You'll hear comments from A&M administrators and students in future stories on WTAW. This morning's second public hearing starts at 9 in Rudder Tower. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has made two of five presentations in its second attempt to move its offices from space it rents to buying land for a new building in East Bryan. Tonight, BCAD goes before the Bryan City Council. Mayor Jason Byinski is opposed to taking property off the tax rolls that's located in what he considers is the hottest area for private development.
I understand that there is some land that was acquired with the tax office that could be built or used, and I think there's an issue about joint parking that has to be resolved. Yep. and how would they get financing on it? How could they sell it? How could they split it off? And I think some of those could be addressed and looked at and worked out with the county. I've talked to County Judge Wayne Peters many times about it, and the willingness to work with the entities on that is definitely on the table.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Byinski also suggested BCAD renovate an existing big box building. Chief Appraiser Mark Price told the College Station City Council last week there are no buildings at the size they need, and the owners of larger buildings are not interested in cutting them up.
We looked at everything coded on our system that was coded as vacant. That was a pretty easy way to pull them. And there wasn't anything that, other than possibly maybe some very old buildings, that would have been adequate.
The College Station City Council did not take a vote, and members did not indicate an opinion. The Bryan School Board supports BCAD's proposal. Yet to consider the request are the College Station School Board and the Brazos County Commission. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes a proposal to start curbside recycling for a fee. Last week, the College Station City Council gave final approval to free residential recycling. That follows a pilot program in the Emerald Forest neighborhood where more trash was diverted from the landfill. Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine is not ready to estimate how much can be kept out by going citywide.
And diverting over half of our waste from the landfill.
I don't want to make that big of an assumption yet. We would like to take this fiscal year to measure that because we don't have tangibles just yet.
The proposal in Bryan, as drafted by Rafael Pena and Mike Sutherland, would not affect the city's current recycling programs. The Bryan City Council has made changes to tonight's meeting schedule. City Manager Keene Register says the invocation and proclamations will take place at 5:30.
If you get the chance to come watch the different events during proclamations and presentations, when everything from the little kids and different sporting teams come in to the World War II vets and other groups that come in, just to look on their face to be able to be recognized by the city and the mayor and the council, I think means a lot.
Public comments will take place at 6. For the second time this year, Brazos County residents are the targets of a scam from someone identifying themselves with the sheriff's office. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says potential victims have been threatened with arrest if they don't send money because they've missed being called to a grand jury.
If you call them on their bluff, they get pretty aggressive towards you, trying to frighten people. If your listeners should get a phone call like this, you know, they can take down the number, don't commit any personal information whatsoever. They also don't have to listen to this. They just hang up on them.
Stewart says they've not heard from anyone who has fallen victim to someone identifying themselves as Sergeant Jackson. Bryan and College Station firefighters were sent to the campus of Bryan High School yesterday, just before classes were done for the day. Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the report of smoke from the smaller gym led to an evacuation. Two students were injured, one who was in a wheelchair that overturned.
It looks like the student had some bumps and bruises on the forehead and may have even injured a tooth or lost a tooth. I don't have full confirmation on that yet.
The other student was either pushing or was near the wheelchair that overturned.
And definitely getting the first one some help for some minor abrasions there, we think, and some bumps and bruises to the head area as well.
Webb says the source of the smoke was a failed heating air conditioning motor.
We're bringing in some equipment that we have that remediates that smoke smell. It's literally an air scrubber. And so we'll be taking care of that situation so the students don't have to deal with that and the staff don't have to smell that.
Webb says once the scene was cleared, school officials released students for dismissal for the day. The city of College Station has notified state officials of flooding-related wastewater issues from last weekend. About 126,000 gallons of untreated wastewater overflowed from a manhole on Longmire, and another 192,000 gallons overflowed from a manhole at Emerald Forest Parkway and Bent Oak. Because of the heavy rains, which move the wastewater into local creeks, no environmental issues are expected. But city officials are advising to avoid contact with soil, water, and waste material in those two areas. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news on the way at 8. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassles. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996 to schedule a lunch tour today, or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village, retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will start to build in behind low pressure over Louisiana. Sunshine today, a few clouds, high temperatures 75 to 80. Overnight, we're going to be clear. Those will drop down to 55 to 60. More sun for tomorrow, a bit warmer, highs anywhere from 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 55 to 60. Sunshine at 75 to 80 on Thursday, and it looks warm into Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kids are resilient. Coaches are resilient. We're all resilient. We've been doing this, and we know the drill. And
that's G.A. Mangus, the offensive coordinator for South Carolina Gamecocks, talking about the transition between the old ball coach and the new coach. We'll have all that. Plus, a couple Aggies winning awards and more coming up in sports and the World Series, too, in about 10 minutes.
So now, do you remember Eddie George?
Yes.
He was like did he play for the Texans? Is that right?
I believe that is correct.
So according to Playbill, next year, he played for the Cowboys, Titans and the Cowboys.
Titans, that's right.
That's it. Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George will make his Broadway debut as Billy Flynn in Chicago.
Really?
Yep, he will take over on January the 11th for a 7-week run. So
6'3" tall. That ought to be interesting.
Wow. Okay.
Biggin.
A little bit of a different look on Broadway. In Kenya, a man was arrested for fraudulently trying to claim second place in a marathon. He had hidden among spectators and then joined the other runners in the final mile. I mean, did he have a number on his back? I mean, seems like he'd stand out. I'm just saying. Don't know. Not the same as that lady who hopped on the subway in Boston to finish high in the Boston Marathon. That was many years ago. Sorry. 7:41. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical,
right,
like the treadmill kind
like
of stuff.
Do. Sure.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking
and three of us.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff. Yeah. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Nope.
That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Thank you.
But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That, sure.
Stuff.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. See ya. So from the number one selling group for the last week, this is a cappella, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. No music. Yeah. So there you go. They're called Pentatonix, huh?
Yeah, I played when we got to pick Christmas songs last year.
Yep.
That's the one I chose.
Scores its first number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Self-titled album sold 98,000 units for the week that ended last Thursday, according to Nielsen Music. So
I think they're one of those discovered themselves online kind of deals.
Is that right? There's five of them.
Right.
And it's four guys and a girl. And again, that's a cappella, when the voice is the instrument, is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty good thing.
Not, and their videos are beautifully shot.
Not bad. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
I wanted to let you know I listen to you every morning, and I love listening to all of you talk, and I don't want no music.
All right, okay.
We can't make anybody happy.
Always going to be a contrarian out there, but no, that's right. Well, thank you. Anyway, so yeah, 98,000 units sold yesterday. So is it possible to die of fright?
I don't know, but don't you forget about the candy thing.
I'm going to get there.
Okay.
I think so. If you weren't here in the last half hour, first we need a note from your doctor. We don't understand why you weren't here, but that's fine. New candies for this year's Halloween. Okay. So you do. You believe it is. Science says absolutely yes. According to LiveScience.com, when people are overwhelmed with fear, that fight-or-flight response jumps into action, triggers the nervous system to release adrenaline. Now, that causes calcium to pour into your heart cells, creates a rapid heartbeat, dilated pupils, all those things that happen. You know, we've all had that adrenaline thing. That's because in a massive response, the calcium keeps on pouring in and the heart muscles can't relax, and all that stress on the heart can cause a type of arrhythmia that is called ventricular fibrillation. Mm-hmm. That's when an uncoordinated contraction, the of the heart that actually makes it not beat but quiver. And that can cause a sudden drop in blood pressure and passing out, and even worse. And it can happen to anybody, even if the flight or fight response is massive enough. Normal, healthy people can actually be scared to death.
Dun, dun, dun.
And thinking that you might not be able to get these candies.
Oh, wow.
Scare you to death.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. These are
really?
Yeah, I know. Okay. So anyway, 10 new Halloween candies that you might need in your life. Number 10. I'm going to give you all 10 of them.
Thank you.
Ooh. All right. Number 10 is Reese's Halloween Nutrageous. Imagine your favorite peanut butter cup, then add peanuts and caramel.
No.
Okay. Skull and Bone Sweethearts. They're making their triumphant return since disappearing from our shelves way back in 2013. Yeah. Number 8, Peanuts Crunch Bars. I've never heard of any Peanuts candy before, but this is. Charles Schulz estate not making enough. They only made like $162 million last year. So now they have the characters etched right in on the side.
Okay.
Justin's Dark Peanut Butter Cups.
Ooh.
I like Justin's peanut butter.
Okay. That's I've never heard it. Really? What is that? I've never seen those. Where do you get them? I mean, are they like in a regular store?
The place I used to find a year ago when I first looked for them was Trader Joe's.
Okay. Number 6 is Hershey's Candy Corn Bar.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
I didn't say these are good. They're just out of it. Caramel Apple Peeps. No. Pumpkin Spice, of course. Yeah. Kit Kat Triple Chocolate. Do you need to say more? I think we mentioned this one. Three Musketeers.
Nah.
No. Mm-hmm. The nougat is dyed red.
I like that.
That's good.
I like that.
Starburst Halloween Mix. That's the chewy candies with a boost in new flavors like Batty Blackberry, Bewitching Blueberry, and Chilling Cherry Kiwi.
Interesting.
And number 1, Peanut Butter Cup Candy Corn.
No.
What?
Yeah. No, no.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know. Anything that involves candy corn shouldn't make sense.
Of all those,
shouldn't.
The Kit Kat triple chocolate sounds the best.
I like the idea of the dark chocolate peanut butter cup. That sounds good to me.
I saw something, and Milky Way has got some sort of a new product out right now, too. Maybe it's pumpkin spice. I don't know. I have no idea. But anything that has to do with candy corn and pumpkin spice is just a little too much. But anyway, there they are, 747.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let TuVideo transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film and almost all video formats. TuVideo is located in South College Station and online at tuvideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memory. Let TuVideo help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you had the talk with your kids? Sex can be a tough, even embarrassing topic for a lot of parents to discuss with their children. And that's probably why some moms and dads either don't talk about sex with their kids at all, or they hope one quick conversation will do the trick. But I think there's a more effective way, and here it is. Be a drip line, not a fire hose. Imagine using a fire hose to water a plant. It would blast so much water at once, the plant could never handle it all. Some parents handle the sex talk with their kids just like that. Their goal is simply to get it over with, so they have one conversation where they tell their child everything they can think of about the birds and the bees. And once that's over, they hope their child will remember it all and make wise choices. But think about a drip line in a garden. Water seeps out a little at a time. In such small amounts, the roots have a chance to soak up the water and use it productively. When it comes to discussing sex with your children, that's a great concept to remember. An initial conversation can be extremely helpful, but don't try to share all your wisdom and all your knowledge at once. Make it a part of a regular, ongoing dialogue. That doesn't mean every conversation needs to be tinged with sex, but your kids will remember more if you weave themes about life and relationships into everyday conversations. To help your kids thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:51. Aggie Athletics, albeit taking it on the chin this past weekend against Ole Miss, still rattled off some awards as A&M sophomore Miles Garrett was named a quarterfinalist for the Lott Impact Trophy, and he's also a candidate for the award's weekly honor for his defensive performance against Ole Miss. Garrett, a defensive end from Arlington, Texas, was one of 22 student-athletes honored by the Impact Trophy, which is named for the NFL Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott and annually honors college football's, quote, defensive best in character and performance. Adding his name to the list again, A&M senior punter Drew Kayser was named the Ray Guy Award Player of the Week for his outstanding performance against Ole Miss as well. Aggie football is getting ready for South Carolina and the Gamecocks, and their new interim head coach Sean Elliott put the Gamecocks through their paces. Their record is 3-4, and they're 1-4 in the SEC, and are coming to Aggieland after their lone bye week. Offensive coordinator G.A. Mangus was asked about the transition from the head ball coach to Elliott.
Kids are resilient. Coaches are resilient. We're all resilient. We've been doing this, and we know the drill. And you get up, and you keep fighting, and you keep coaching, and you keep motivating, and you hope that you get a good result on Saturday.
The bye week came at an opportune time for the Gamecock offense as they're trying to get healthy for the final five games of their season, especially at the quarterback position where both Connor Mitch and Lorenzo Nunez have been hampered by shoulder injuries. The Aggies and Gamecocks start things off at 8 a.m. with our Fan Zone show and an 11 o'clock kickoff, all on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Congratulations to A&M volleyball players Stephanie Ipley and Kira McGee. Both were honored by the SEC, with Ipley garnering Setter of the Week honors for the second consecutive week, and McGee being named SEC Offensive Player of the Week for the first time in her career after leading the Aggs to a three-set sweep of LSU in A&M's only match this past week. A&M Athletics and the 12th Man Foundation have announced the launch of Aggie Mobile Fast Pass, a quick and easy way for donors and fans to instantly purchase tickets using text messaging. Donors and fans who register for the program will receive customized notifications when tickets become available, enabling them to purchase tickets on demand in a matter of seconds via text. For all the details, you can find out more at WTAW.com. The Associated Press has released their Texas High School Top 10s, and in 5A, College Station is at number 12. 4A sees the undefeated Navasota Rattlers remain number one for the 377th week in a row. In 3A, Franklin and Cameron are 3-4, respectively. And in 2A, Bremond is number two. Some Big 12 news, where quarterback Seth Russell's season, unfortunately for Baylor, is over. The number two Bears lost him due to surgery to repair a damaged cervical vertebrae. Surgery was recommended after Russell saw a specialist Monday. The typical recovery time for something like that is about 6 months. NFL's Monday Night Football saw Chris Johnson run for 122 yards and a touchdown as the Arizona Cardinals beat Baltimore 26-18. In Cowboy Country, Dallas coach Jason Garrett says defensive end Greg Hardy will not be disciplined for his sideline shenanigans that included a physical confrontation with a special teams coach. Garrett says the heated exchange that also involved Des Bryant and other players was, quote, not a big deal from anybody inside our football team and inside this building. And he went on to say,
we'll keep working hard. Greg will keep working hard. If Greg or anybody else kind of gets out of bounds a little bit or loses their focus a little bit, what we'll do is try to bring them right back in. That's really what we'll do. That's how we'll handle those situations going forward, and we'll take it day by day, our preparation for Seattle.
And finally, the World Series gets underway later today, and the Kansas City Royals host the New York Mets. Edinson Valquez will start for the Royals against Matt Harvey. And by the way, the Mets announced that Kelly Johnson will be their designated hitter for the opener. Here's Royals skip Ned Yost ahead of the big contest.
I think this time last year, we were really excited to be here. You know, I don't think we really expected to be here, but we were excited that we're here. This year, we expected to be here. This group of guys has gone out and accomplished everything they've set their mind to this year. They wanted to win the division. They did that. They wanted to win home field advantage. They did that. They wanted to get back to the World Series. They've done that.
First pitch is tonight at 7 on Fox. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota. So what are we working on today, man?
Hey, before we get into the deal of the day, I want to give a huge shout-out to Carrie over at the Scotty's house, as well as Ann. I was privileged to tour their facility. They invited me over to take a tour. They're doing great things with our abused children over there at Scotty's house. Their facilities are unbelievable. And I was just really, really blown away by how much they
care. Yeah, it sounds like you were really touched by that.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool, man.
It was awesome.
All right, well, not to be jaded and stuff, but now we got to do the
deal the car
of the day
business.
Before we run out of time. What do we got, man?
Okay, we have a 2004 Dodge Ram 1500 crew cab four-wheel drive for $99.88.
And that's one of the 10 under 10, so what's the web address?
It is teamofnavasota.com.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 31st, learn all about soil sampling and interpreting results. No other class can help you learn more about your soil and how to make it better. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The Villa Bed and Breakfast at Messinahoff Winery is named Best Romantic Getaway in Texas and the only four-diamond resort in the Brazos Valley, providing romance, privacy, and world-class elegance. What are you waiting for? Log on to messinahoff.com for further details.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, and of course, you know...
Oh, God! We're gonna die!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
We now know that parts of the Persian Gulf could become too hot for humans to live by the end of the century. By the end of the century, I won't care. I'm just saying. Dubai and parts of Iran could experience days where it would be so hot that people would not be able to live there. Just letting you know.
Okay.
In the meantime, Consumer Reports surveyed the owners of more than 740,000 vehicles to see which cars had the most problems right off the bat.
Okay.
The 2015 Auto Reliability Survey cites these five vehicles as the most unreliable. Because I know you want to know this. Number five is the Fiat 500L. Number four is the Ford Fiesta. Number three is the Jeep Cherokee. Number two is the Nissan Pathfinder. Number one The Suburban and GMC Yukon XL.
Really?
Had problems shifting out of two-wheel drive, the navigation system, interior panel shaking loose, and a shimmy from the front end. Just saying, that's what Consumer Reports tells us. Your results may vary. Going to be okay today, about 79 degrees, but winds out of the northeast. It makes it feel pretty good. Low temperature tonight, once again, around 58. 83 or so next few days, by the way, over the weekend. Maybe rain, 40% on Friday, 60% on Friday night. 59 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station Bryan, WTAW FM Buffalo.